This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to Black Girls Living. You are joined with Jasmine
and Vic, and we've got a special guest in the building. We have Toby.
Hi guys.
I sound like
the X Factor announcer guy.
No, I wasn't even gonna say that. You know,
you sound like
if I tell you know what I'm thinking, but I'm not gonna say. No, Space Jam.
Oh, oh my good.
Sorry.
Whenever Vicky gets a chance to mention this film.
I'm so sorry.
I can't believe it.
Oh, God. You're going to be first in line when part two comes out.
Do you know what? If they ruin it.
Is part two coming out?
They are
going
to. Yeah, yeah. It's, no. Who's it? LeBron or is it Kobe? Yeah, LeBron. They're going to ruin it.
I like LeBron, like though.
They're going to ruin it.
It's funny.
You can like LeBron from here to there. They're going to ruin the movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Are there no more original film ideas?
I have a theory.
What is going on?
What's your theory?
My theory is, because I'm just looking, I might be wrong, but they're just like, these movies, I feel like they're like really old movies, like Beauty and the Beast, like proper old. I just feel like Disney is trying to, and again, this is a theory, they're like maybe like copyright issues and they want to like have a hold on it. Because I feel like with Jungle Book, they messed up there where other studios did Jungle Book. There's like 3 Jungle Books out there now. All came out within like the same, like a 5-year span. So it's like, which Jungle Book am I supposed to watch? But with these ones, Disney, they're remaking it before other people can remake it. That's my theory.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a theory.
Yeah. But it's just like, do you not want to create new stories
they
or what?
They want to make money. Because people are still going to flock and watch it.
People are flocking.
But people are too easy.
Even The Lion King, I don't...
Have you seen it?
Gross, like, no, I still haven't seen it.
But that's the thing, like, you
my weekend has
I
been
know,
hard.
I know, you've had a busy week. But the thing about Lion King is, you could go cinema with Kaya and she could just be like, I want to watch Lion King. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine she's like, oh, I want to watch the Playmobil film. You'd be like, no, I'll bond that.
Yeah.
Like, the trailer
I'd actually tell her to allow it.
You see? You see? And that looks quite live, actually.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer. It's got Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, who I now fucks with. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I watched him on Graham Norton and I was like, do you know what? Yeah, he's actually hella chill. All this
Did you think he'll be hyper?
No, because basically I don't know much about Harry Potter. Jasmine's a massive fan.
Oh, okay, right.
But I don't know anything about Harry Potter. Exactly. That's exactly why. Because they said witchcraft.
Yeah,
but
they didn't let us watch it. Yeah.
Oh no. You know what? Yeah, Harry Potter is amazing. Amazing.
I might get into it, but then I feel like the time has passed. It's like people that feel like they can't watch Game of Thrones now.
No, the time has passed. It has. And it's okay.
It's not though. It's not. See, I'm contradicting myself, but not Game of Thrones.
It's okay.
No.
I already know what happens anyways.
You didn't experience it happening.
It's like Love Island. If I watch Games of Thrones, yeah, it won't be the same. It's like Love Island. You want to watch it then and there, see all the memes, see how it all plays out.
Trust me, yeah, Game of Thrones is not like that.
Yeah, you can survive it.
It's not even about the other people that are watching it. It's you and the program.
Mm. Mm-hmm. There's so much more to that show than
I've got some free time.
They ruined it with the ending. I'm not going to lie.
Slightly, a little bit.
But you know what? You would still enjoy it.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We didn't even introduce who Toby is.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, I just assumed that people know who she is. But
please.
Toby is... please. Stop it. Toby is an amazing journalist. Like, most hardworking journalists I know. Honestly, I don't know anyone who's as hardworking as you in the industry. She's also a travel blogger.
Yes.
Photographer.
I've actually been pre-in your Instagram stories.
Podcaster.
Okay.
What else do you do? I feel like you've got other hidden talents.
I write.
Oh, do you do poetry?
Yeah, I did. Like back in the day. But let me not bring that up. I don't know why I just said that. I haven't done a bit of that in a hot minute.
You got time now.
Yeah, I got time. Yeah.
Let's have a see. And you do hosting.
Oh, I do, yeah. Mm. Speaking and hosting. I do those things. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, gosh, you're a star.
Bride price.
For real.
Skyrocketed.
Yes. For real. Tell us how you got into journalism.
I think with journalism, I just always wanted to be a journalist. Well, actually, to be fair, I always wanted to work in the media, but I thought I wanted to be an actress. So I even went to like theatre school. Mm. Like my secondary school was a theatre school in Essex. And like some people from there are like famous and whatever. So, but for me, I just started.
Who were the people?
Jesse Nelson from Little Mix, Stacey Solomon, wow. Like X, people that go on X Factor.
They're got still big.
They're big. So yeah, I feel like I'm missing out on names, but yeah. So that was the school I went to. So I was proper like into that. It was like Glee, like the school. It was mad.
Wow.
But in Essex, wow. Glee in Essex.
Oh.
So I was like proper into like the arts and movies, like a proper like movie geek. And then I started to like read like magazines and started to fall in love with just the words because I used to like also do script writing. So I knew I could write.
Mm,
yeah. And then I just got proper into like just journalism. So by the time I was like 18, I started up like my own blog and then like people started reading it, like proper reading it. I was like, wow, like people actually want to read what I have to say. So throughout uni, I started to like search for internships, did a bit at The Guardian for the Olympics. And I was like, okay, I can work in news.
That's mad.
So I just kept on, there was like bumps in the road, definitely in my career. But eventually, yeah, I'm at where I am now.
Mm.
So I wouldn't say it was just like easy.
Mm.
Like there was like a stint where I just worked in retail, but yeah. That's how I got into journalism. Yeah, yeah, it's just a passion, really.
Mm.
I think, like with words, and it's not the only thing I'm passionate about, but it's what really stuck, and I'm still doing it, and I haven't given up yet. If one day I fall out of love with it, then it is what it is.
I just think you're just a journalist by nature. So, like, even with your podcast, the second episode with Jordan, have I said it right?
Yes.
Yeah, you said it right this
finally.
Time. I heard you say it wrong in that last episode.
We'll get onto Love Island in a bit, but with Jordan. The amount of publications that picked up lines from that interview.
Mm.
And like you were just having a conversation with someone. But I think the way you talk to people, you're like, oh, so what does that mean? Or like you're quite inquisitive. So even me, I was like, oh, when I walked out the door, because I was there at the interview, I was like, the wealth that I just found out, the amount of information that I just accumulated, mad.
The thing with me, I like to make, because I've interviewed a lot of celebrities in my job.
Mm.
And even when I meet a celeb, they know I'm there to interview them. They've really got their guard up.
Mm.
So for me, I just come down to a level with them. It's like, listen, first of all, I do not care how much money you have. I don't say this, but like body language and the way that I address them. Like, I really don't care if you're famous because we both came out of somebody's nyash to get here. Like, we were all born the same way and we're all going to go in the same way.
Mm.
So it's like, I'm not fazed by that. Mm. So let's have a conversation. There must be information about you that people don't know.
Yeah.
So it's just like actually just having discernment to make people feel comfortable and get them to say something that they don't know, that other people don't know. Because I'm like, for me, if I'm interviewing someone, I'm like, what's the point of me asking you questions that other
you've
people...
That you've already been asked.
Because I watch loads of interviews. Yeah. Like, I spend a lot of time reading interviews, a lot of time watching like interviews on YouTube and stuff like that. It's like, I already know everything about you. What, like, give me something else. And that's why I'm like very hungry with exclusives. Like, why should I?
Yeah, I was gonna ask. I was gonna ask, do you think it's because at your old workplace, you used to work at Metro?
Yeah.
And you worked on an entertainment desk, so you had to do like a lot of scoops. Do you think it's that kind of mindset, like you need to kind of go for something completely different than what other journalists?
Yeah, 100%. Because there are other journalists in the world. Like, and even sometimes with some interviews, it might be a press junket and there are other journalists outside the room.
But you still get like scoops. And I'm like, there must have been so many journalists there. It's like, how did you...
We thank God. We thank God. But I think it's just coming down to a level. Like, even if I am a fan of yours, like in that room, you're not going to know I'm a fan. Like, I'm here to do...
Who have you interviewed that you've been a fan of?
So like, who have I interviewed? Oh, I can't think of... I've never been starstruck. Mm. The only time, because people always ask me, have I ever been starstruck? Never.
Mm.
Like, I have interviewed Lupita, was not starstruck at the moment. It's like a week later, then someone's like, wait, you touched Lupita. You touched Michael B. Jordan. And I'm like, yeah, but I was there to do a job.
Mm.
But the only time I was just like, my heart rate and everything, and it wasn't even an interview, it was Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie.
Mm.
And I've just, from the age of like 17, I first picked up one of her books. And it was the first time I'd seen a black woman write. Like, all the books that I was kind of, like, given, mm-hmm. I never really, it was never really black women apart from Mallory Blackman, who did Noughts and Crosses. Yeah. There was, like, a gap for me where it was just white authors or white men or black men sometimes and not a black woman. So she was the person that inspired me to be like, you can write. I just didn't realize that a black woman could write. I know that sounds silly, but representation matters.
Yeah.
So she was that reason. And I picked up another book of hers and I realized that her writing style is my writing style.
Mm.
She's 10 times better, but it's quite similar and it's what I aspire to be. So when I met her, I was like, oh my, I spoke and I was just like, and then she said something to me about, you know, keep on dreaming, keep on writing. Oh, it will happen for you. Because at the time I wasn't really working, just felt like this industry doesn't want me, blah, blah, blah. I didn't even say any of that. She just looked at me, said that, and I was like, oh my God. Do you know what I should keep on going? So that's the only time I've ever felt starstruck. I have interviewed people who I've watched their shows over and over again. Like, I think the most fun interview that I've ever had, though, was, you know, Jane the Virgin, the guy that played Rogelio de la Vega.
Oh, yeah.
So I did a phone interview with him once and we laughed for so long. Like, he's so funny. But I feel like after this conversation, I'm going to remember, like, other names. Yeah. But for me, I interview people almost every day. So it's hard to remember.
I think the most classic interview that I've read from yours is the David O. one.
Oh, my God. David,
please explain everything.
Oh my God.
I'm already nervous. Yes, please,
oh
I want to
my
hear
God.
This one.
Please explain it all. My interview, David, sometimes when I see his face, I just think about the interview. Like, David O, like, I've seen him perform many times. I've been in a room with him many, many times. I didn't know this guy could be like this.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared. So is this in a good way or a bad way?
It's funny. It's a bad funny. Way, but also like, raw, like, you have guts, David O.
Also, like, who media trained you?
I was like, wait, okay, so this what had happened was, so I'd interviewed him. It was like 2017, I think. It was, I think, maybe before the Mobos and he was coming to perform. So it was like attached to that.
Yeah.
So we're talking now, interview's going great. And I was just like, honestly, like, I just wanted to know, what do you have to say about people saying that you plagiarized their songs? Because let's be honest, like, when David O has a song out, we all wait for the bit where it sounds like another, like, blatantly like another song. He will take lines from Usher. He will take lines from...
Oh my gosh, so, what did he take from Kojo Funds?
So it was the Kojo Funds thing
was,
that I interviewed him. It was, Are You Done Talking?
Yeah,
it was just exactly like Kojo Funds. So I mentioned it and he said to me, and I quote, "Are you God?" I was like, wait, what?
No,
I
would have cracked.
I kept such a straight face. And I kept calm. And I was, I didn't say anything, because my tactic is really like, if you don't say anything, the person you're interviewing will carry on talking. So I just kept quiet. And then he was just like, then he went in on, you know, it's not really copying, as in, you know, I even called Kuju and I told him, I kind of like took a line from your song. And I was just, my eyes were widening up. I felt the tears coming out. And then, like, we carried on with the interview. I kept a straight face. Interview was done. I laughed so hard to the point where my headline was, David O says, "Are you God?" to plagiarism critics. Yeah. So I had to put it in my headline. How? You're rude. I put it in the headline, but it was funny. So I wasn't even offended with him saying that. It was just so funny. Like, no, I can't believe you, those words are the words you said to me in an interview.
How do you really do it? Because honestly, I would have cried in his face. I would have actually
held it in. I think I'm still crying and laughing about it. Like, when even today I saw him doing Afro Nation stuff.
That's what you're thinking about.
I'm literally just like, are you God? Every time. There was a video he put up this week where he was complaining about critics and he said, what did he say?
Something about, is it my fault?
I know he said
is it in Yoruba, but is it my fault
English.
My mom has money?
Yeah, he said,
my dad has money.
Yeah, he said, my papa gave money, now my fault.
Now he's on the phone with Chris Brown.
I beg, say it.
I think because of that Chris Brown song, someone did a spell on his voice.
I'm finished. I'm really finished.
Have you seen
Chris Brown?
No, not on David O.
I'm really finished.
Because
what Chris Brown thing happened? Hold on.
He had a video and song with Chris Brown blowing up. Oh, I've said the wrong title. Yeah. Something like that.
My mind or something like that.
Imagine, I've never even seen it. It's all right.
I feel like David O has much better songs. I sometimes take this idea of that. We need to itching to get rid of American artists. And I feel like, okay, if you want to get rid of American artists, the American artist should not be Drake. I feel, but I know David O and Drake have a long-term relationship, yeah. But I feel like if he wanted to, you know, scratch that itch and, you know.
Yeah.
It should have been Drake.
Mm. Yeah. Maybe Drake himself is tired of, maybe, like, doing all of these collabs. Mm. People are like, well, what about your own? Mm. To be fair, Drake can do whatever.
But it feels like Drake enjoys, like, building these relationships.
He does. It's more of him, yeah. It's less of him being a beg and just, like, he wants to work with people.
Yeah, he can literally do what he wants. Yeah. Like, isn't it the other day he released a whole album full of old tracks?
Oh, yeah. Cheek.
Yeah. Like, that is absolutely cheeky.
Yeah, the cheek. I saw that and I was like, Drake's back!
The cheek. But he can do it because he's Drake.
Because he does, like, a mixtape album thing, like, every year. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, yes, finally. But no.
It's Drake. He can do whatever he wants.
It's relapse.
And, you know.
Basically.
And it's sad as hell. When I saw, what's that song? When I Get Lonely. I was like, I'm not listening to this.
Even girls love Beyonce enough, please.
I was like, no way.
But I love Drake.
Yeah, I love him.
I love him. Mm. Absolutely.
I know.
I almost lost my life at a Drake concert.
I nearly lost my life when Drake was headlining Bloody Wireless.
Yeah.
Really?
That's when he nearly killed me.
I legit nearly lost my life. Wait, like, that could have been it.
Toby, you share your story, then Jazz has to share yours as well.
So basically, I'm at a concert. I think it's 2017. I'm just minding my own business, enjoying. And this is in the O2. And you know when you're in one of the boxes, like the balcony thing? So I'm like at the front row there with my friend, like, I think, like, I even looked at him and we're enjoying, like, you're reciting lyrics. Me and Drake lyrics, yeah? They go hand in hand. All my captions are Drake lyrics. So I'm literally enjoying. A girl behind me, I don't know how drunk she was. She fell on me.
Oh, my God.
Like, she even fell backwards. She fell on me. I went forward. Like, I don't even know how I managed. We nearly went over the balcony. It took me a while to, like, regain my balance. My friend helped me. I'm literally standing there like, wow, I nearly died.
Mm.
Because I would have fallen over. You know what O2 is like. I was going to go down, down, down. Mm. I don't know what I would have hit. I don't think anyone would have survived that.
That's dangerous.
I was like, and those things aren't high enough, the barrier things for activity like that. But who would anticipate, you know, one white girl almost killing me? But yeah, that was Drake. No.
To be honest, I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner. Yeah. God forbid, but honestly.
It's actually true. It's never.
Some of those things, you have to think they're just waiting for something to happen before they do something about it.
I should have
probably put
a report in, like, yo, I nearly fell over the barrier.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, that happened.
What happened at Wireless, Jazz?
Oh, I think I have mentioned it on the podcast before, but it was, I think, the first time Drake was headlining Wireless. And literally, I wasn't even in VIP. So there was like a section for VIP.
Oh no, you told me this story.
And then,
I think you voiced it and I started crying. Yeah,
and then it's like the people that were at the back. So imagine how big Finsbury Park is, yeah?
Mm.
And the people that are at the back are pushing all the way forward. And where are we to go? where can we go?
I know what you mean.
Apart from over the barriers. So we just ended up climbing into VIP. Because we were dying.
Mm.
As in you can't
trying
breathe.
To catch your
wow. What?
As in trying to catch our breath because people are just pushing. And I'm like, there's no way in hell you at the very back are getting to see Drake. So why are you pushing?
Wow. Did they make it?
People are mad.
Did they make it? Did they come to the front?
Well, I don't know how many people were originally in VIP, but half the crowd went into VIP in the end.
That's actually mad, yeah. Because I've been in VIP before. We had nowhere to go.
You have to for your safety.
Yeah. I was in VIP that same year, but the day before. Okay. So I think it was, who headlined? Stormzy headlined the day before.
Yeah,
it was last year, wasn't it? Was it last year?
No, it was the year before.
Oh.
I think it was the year before, 2000.
Oh, okay, because last year, I feel like they changed the VIP kind of thing. So it was like, okay, there's a VIP section and there's VVIP section. So like, I was in VVIP section.
Mm.
Then I came out into VIP section where it's
hey,
got, like,
what's
food.
What's this
you know,
life?
What's VVI?
What's the meaning of this?
Listen, people, sometimes some people got it, some people don't.
She said V. That's very, very important.
David
person.
David was there as well.
David,
in,
of course.
In, yeah, he was chilling with me in VVIP and I was just like,
does he remember you God? When he sees you?
Do you know what? Like, he's polite. David O
the
just
polite
walks
got rescinded as know? Soon as it
David
left
O walks around with a huge, he's the only person that I've seen that walks around with like 20 man deep.
Mm?
So like other people were there, like Migos were there, and they were just they were just very accessible. I mind my business. I'm like, no, oh my God, Migos. Yeah. It's just like, oh, hi, whatever. But Davido walks around with, so it's hard to know if he's being polite or not because you can't actually see him in his entourage. Mm. Yeah. And he's been doing that since 2011. I saw him in 2011 in Hertfordshire. Mm. And
he was doing the same thing.
He's the same. He's not changed. But,
Oh my God.
Guys, let's go on to Love Island. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel
I'm
about...
I'm shocked. I'm flabbergasted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
But you know what? Yeah, I expected Amber and Greg to be in the top two. Okay. I didn't expect that, but I didn't expect them to win. Mm. And then when I saw the breakdown percentage of
48%
the votes,
baby.
I was like,
yeah.
Really? Because Tommy and Molly were what, 25? I didn't expect there to be that much of a difference. Mm. I thought it was going to be very close.
Let me tell you, I have a theory.
Go on.
I feel like
let's say a theory number two. Come on.
Yeah. I feel like in this country, mm-hmm. we're tired.
Mm. Yeah,
we're tired.
Mm. Politics, we're just rebelling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a rebel vote has never really worked in this country for years.
Yeah,
and I know Love Island and politics seemingly do not go hand in hand. But Love Island is the biggest show in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
people, we have this thing where you can vote on your phone.
Yeah,
referendum. Everyone is claiming that what happened is not what we wanted to happen. Then we had an election. Mm-hmm. The vote that everyone wanted apparently did not happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What better time to do a rebel vote?
Yeah.
So like Molly and, let's be honest, Molly and Tommy, they were putting them out. Yeah, they were putting them out to win. Mm. The bookmakers said they were going to win by a landslide.
Mm.
And bookmakers are never wrong. Mm. Bookmakers, everyone's reporting Molly and Tommy are going to win. Even when you're watching Love Island, Molly's now wearing yellow dress. They have the best date. It's like, are we dumb or dumb?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everyone was like, well, who are we going to vote for? Amber, because she deserves it. Like to us, even though Greg just got there, Amber.
It was more about Amber.
Yeah, it was definitely Amber. Yeah. But, you know, Greg's.
Yeah,
cute,
yeah. It's same with Ovi. It was Ovi, not India. Yeah. But so I just feel like people are like, well, Amber went through a lot. Mm-hmm. Let's vote for Amber because Tommy and Molly. And also, they appeared fake on TV. I'm not going to say they were fake.
Yeah.
But it's like.
They came across very.
Do you know? Just talking fake. Do you know what's jokes? Oh. Even as the producers tried to push that agenda, when you look at it, like when you look at the key moments that, like, Tommy and Molly had, Molly May, could you really say anything? Like, could you say, like, that time when they, like, you could probably say, like, what that time when Molly was crying her
when they, like,
when they came back.
Yeah.
But then, other than that, it's like, it's not really rememberable.
Yeah.
But, like, with Amber, you could be like, oh, that time she stuck up for herself with
there
Michael.
We go.
But what I think is maybe the producers were trying to push Amber as angry. But it kind of worked against her.
Yeah.
Because people...
Initially, she did not come across well.
She didn't. Because she was telling people that they're too old.
Yeah. And I read that, I don't know how true it is, but source quotes or whatever, like Amber's... Okay, well, I know that Amber's person that she had as a manager at the time, before she went in, had said that Amber's mum had actually called like welfare and producers to be like, Amber's coming across as really bad and that's not Amber.
Yeah.
That's so good, you know?
And then that's when you noticed that it was a change. You could saw more of her friendships rather than the comments that she made towards people. Mm. If Amber said those things about, oh, you're too old, like later on in the show, we'll understand her. We'll be like, oh, it's Amber.
Banter.
Like, yeah, it's banter, but it didn't come across that way in the first few weeks.
Yeah.
So editing
is key.
It's key. It's so the devil when it's
because
great.
Because even like now, people are getting onto Molly Mae and Tommy. They've been getting a lot of hate. And I've actually seen it. Like, I've seen someone telling Molly Mae to die.
What?
Yeah. They were
it's
like,
never that deep.
Yeah. I saw a tweet saying, oh, you're so fake. She just died. Like, all this stuff.
Oh my gosh.
What did she do on the show that made you.
It's not even that deep.
There's nothing.
She didn't do anything to deserve
it. She didn't do anything to anyone.
Yeah.
She went on, had a relationship on the TV show. She didn't do anything to anyone. I don't
if
get
anything,
it.
If anything, it was the producers who portrayed her that way. Because they didn't show us the full image of Molly Mae.
Yeah.
We never saw her bantering about. We just saw her commenting on other people's relationships.
Yeah.
That's what they presented to us. So if she's angry, I can see why.
Yeah.
Because they didn't portray her in a good light, to be honest.
No, they didn't. There was nothing special about them. They just seemed picture perfect. Like,
that's it.
They just looked like the winners, but realistically, they didn't have much of a story.
Because even when like Jordan was like, what's their names? Anton and Belle.
Yeah.
Apparently they had the strongest connection.
I was so shocked when she said that.
And someone else said it. Lots of people have been saying it on their Instagram stories.
Yeah.
Like lots of people, like Danny. All the ex-Islanders have been,
I remember,
like
people that have left, like even on After Sun or something, they'll be like, who do you want to win? And they say Anton and Bell.
Yeah,
and
you're like, we're just we're like, what? And you're like, are you just being like, trying to be random?
Yeah.
But it's like, no, they have the strongest connection, but we don't see it. And that's bad man, because people are like, oh, Bell's on Rockers all the time. she doesn't like Anton, and Anton's only there. He's holding on onto her for dear life.
Yeah.
And it's like, they actually like it.
Yeah, because the most we saw of Bell, if we're being honest, is when she stuck up. I was gonna say and lost her temper, but she stuck up for herself.
She really did.
That was so funny. I can't remember what she said, but I used to quote it that week. I can't remember what it was, but I loved it. Like, her nails came out. I loved it because she wasn't wrong.
She wasn't wrong.
But like, that's couples though. Couples have those kind of arguments. Mm. Like, people are like, oh, that's it for Anton and Belle. It's like, hold on, are you telling me you've never crashed with the other half?
If we don't see the other bits of them hanging out and being cute, and we just see the arguments, we're just gonna think. And then coupled with Molly May saying, oh, we shouldn't keep Anton and Belle because all they do is argue. That argument was mad. I was like, do couples not argue?
And did you forget about your own when you knew Tommy for 2 days? Of 2 days.
I know.
Do you remember when Tommy was like, you're speaking like you're in love with me?
Yeah. Tommy, can we remember?
Now he's doing big love, love, love.
Tommy used to imagine, you know. Tommy used to be lying anyhow.
What did he say? If 2 Rihannas and 4 Beyoncés walk in, my head will never turn.
And he said to my,
someone said to you, either racist or you're dumb.
Either one of the two. It's either, or maybe both. It's either.
I'm finished.
Oh gosh, that was the highlight about Love Island this year for me, is people's commentary.
Oh, yeah, what will you guys miss?
Yeah, definitely, definitely the commentary, because it the was A1. Yeah, and I love the fact that this year Fiat 500, so to speak. I'm kind of getting tired of that word, but Fiat 500 and Black Twitter came together.
We
were united in this decision. Yeah. Decision.
Someone, so I said, guys, we need to rally. I had to delete the tweet because people were just doing a madness. I was like, guys, we need to rally to get Ovi and Amber. We need to vote for Ovi and Amber.
Yeah.
And I deleted it because people were like, actually, you're encouraging people to split the vote. And I was like, do you know what? Let me delete this quick. But people saying to me, one guy said, you're being racist.
Because you picked two Black people.
And I said, are they not copy? No, but sorry. I actually said, we need to vote for Ovi and India and Amber and Greg. And then someone said, you're being racist. I was like, I swear I quoted white people as well.
Yeah. Is Greg not?
I mean, obviously, I mean Amber and Ovi, but.
But you know what? There are millions of trolls on Twitter.
Exactly.
And you cannot.
No, I don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
But it's always people. Some people fight. Some people love to fight them, you know?
And they know how to provoke people. Mm. That person knew that by saying, oh, this is racist, he would get a response from somebody.
Yeah,
maybe not you, but somebody
they
would reply.
They enjoy it. They absolutely enjoy it.
I just mute them.
So jarring.
Or block.
Yeah. I think I'd miss the commentary as well. Commentary made the show extra funny.
Yeah.
But who was your fave on Twitter?
What fave on what
like commentary? Wise.
You.
What?
Yes. I can't believe you're asking that.
I would say.
Yes, you, definitely.
I think whoever as well made that childish meme,
they deserve an award.
I was surprised you didn't make that meme.
No, I wasn't me. That was too gold.
The childish girl.
You're childish and you're immature. Today, speaking of childish, today I saw that Michael was on one of those meme pages. And you know when the meme pages write them kind of relatable quotes?
Yeah.
So they had one today that said, okay, I ruined your life, but did you have fun? Exactly, relax. And Michael's in the comments saying, nah, it gets like that.
Maybe he's holding on to that narrative.
I said,
to keep Aki, him
please, do the accent again. One more time, please.
I can't.
It gets like that.
I replied to him saying, sir.
Did you?
Yeah. You can't. This can't be your brand.
But he didn't leave with a couple, and he needs to. What is the thing that he's most popular for? Like everything he did before.
Should not, it's been eradicated.
He's eradicated by the whole childish thing and him trying. It's just Amber. So he needs to latch on to keep relevant. He needs to kind
that's
of.
Sad.
Yeah, to keep. Because stuff like that, if a journalist saw it, it would then be in the headlines.
In it? Because so, I was thinking, if I tweet this, it might possibly go viral.
Yeah.
But then a part of me is like, what am I doing? Like, what even?
Yeah,
like,
he'll still get couple of bags. You will.
Yeah, of course they will. They'll be fine.
Yeah,
they'll be fine. Right. They don't even need personalities. Not saying that he doesn't have one, but like it feels like that with Love Island. Like a lot of people who went on there that don't have personalities are like million followers deep.
Yeah, and that's still it. You've doing got the all bag. Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you know what's mad? How like Amber? What's his name? Greg's account grew.
It did. It went to like 1 million or...
Yeah. And I saw it.
It went
like,
to 1 million?
Yeah, like 1.7.
Jasmine. And I, no. I saw that.
That's on Friday. Yeah. Today is another day. So.
Yeah. Today's another day.
1.7 million.
Yeah. It will get some more tonight because obviously the reunion. Yeah.
And Jazz, when I first saw it, because like a few days before the final, he was on like 100,000.
Huh. No.
He was on...
He must have started with 1,000 before he got into it.
Yeah. When he got in... For a few days, when he was on there, he was on like 21,000.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
It's and the biggest show in the country.
Even Amber, because I was like, everyone was saying like, oh, Molly Mae's most followed. And I was like, oh, I wonder who else is going to be on 2 million. Mm. I quickly saw that Amber was.
Amber's on 2 mil. She really is. I think someone
and
else
I think
is
Lucy might
that.
Be as well.
Yeah, Lucy was very popular. I think like the whole Fiat 500. How? No, it's not our community. Like, because sometimes I stop trying to understand why someone has loads of followers because I didn't get why Lucy was so loved, but she was.
Yeah,
and I don't understand quit that one. Trying to sometimes you can't understand.
But the
people.
Thing is, these so Fiat 500 girls, you guys know what it is.
Yeah.
Basic
is what it is.
Girl.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way to describe it, isn't it? Like, how else can you describe that community?
Yeah.
But the thing is, these Fiat 500 girls that go to Liquid and Oceana and all that, these malarkeys, when a Lucy enters their life, they're not having it.
They're not.
Yeah. So why are they supporting her?
I don't get it. But then again,
Lucy
you
said,
don't know.
Maybe they are a Lucy.
Yeah, because in, the in the Fiat 500 community, there's a lot of Lucys.
There's a lot of
if
Lucys.
You cry, it makes it okay.
Yeah.
No, isn't that what Lucy did?
That's what she did.
Yeah, she cried and it made it okay. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, no, don't cry.
Cried at every given moment. Yeah. I remember Lucy said, just find girls to be like, just drama. And then, remember what she
use
said?
The drama.
That was a red flag.
Remember
as soon as she said that, red
then
flag.
Remember what she said?
I always end up dating my guy friends.
Yeah. And that came 2 weeks
that's
later.
Mm.
So we did the maths.
Do you know what's even mad? Mm-hmm. She might have, the first time she said, I just always have guy friends.
Yeah.
She might have even said the full thing, as in, and
yeah,
I end
but
up dating.
They cut it
but
out.
They cut it and they said, let's build up the light for
them. Yeah.
And dash it to them.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Rubbish.
Oh,
I was going to say, Maura is now going to be a presenter on This Morning.
Yeah, but
what
take
do you guys
that with
think?
A pinch, take that with a pinch of salt.
I mean, she's going to be a guest.
Yeah.
But what do you guys think? Because I feel like Good Morning... I mean, what was it again? This Morning, sorry.
This Morning. It was
Sorry. I thought it was going to be Loose Women.
Oh.
Because that's why I was getting a bit annoyed. I was like, I thought
Loose Women
No, because I was thinking Loose Women got... Amy, because
also,
they were like Team Amy. Because I'm not gonna lie, Maura, what she did was not nice.
Yeah, no, it wasn't cute. It wasn't. It is the aim of the game, but like if that's your friend and you say that's your friend, and if you were involved, if you were in the background with commentary during the breakup, like for me, if I was in Love Island, which I could never do, but if I was in Love Island and I know that I like a guy and he could possibly be breaking up with a girl, I will not find myself in those conversations.
You would
Maura
just
inserted
stay
herself.
Stay
to inject, I would be, when everyone's talking and hugging her, me, I will step back because I know that's the guy
exactly,
I want and I'm going to get the guy, so I don't want that to come back. So I know I'm going to get the guy. So I'm
wait, remember what
back.
She did?
She
he doesn't.
Yeah. He doesn't love her. Why would you ask her that?
Because the rage in her, she was like, why the hell are you giving her false hope?
The energy that she came with was insane.
So, and now she don't
and I was even
man.
Thinking, oh, that's Amy's really good friend.
Yeah.
Wow.
She got away scot-free. She got away with
it.
But like, even though, but the thing with Lisa Men, they will still get your rival in the show. It doesn't matter.
Yes,
it's a show. It's
but
a show.
So This Morning, I didn't even deep that. That's the one with Piers Morgan, isn't it?
No. This Morning is Holly Willoughby and Phillip Schofield. Mm-hmm. And Eamon Holmes and Ricky.
Oh, it doesn't make sense.
That's
easy.
But it's a guest thing.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
They do
it
all the time. Because so when the winner of I'm a Celeb won, she got a guest thing as well. And the guest thing could also, it could just mean that you'll
their
be doing segments.
Not even that for that long, those guest ones.
What the, no, they're not. Yeah. It could be a week. It could be like a recorded segment that happens over and over again. You could be going abroad and recording like the competition segment. Mm. So like win a trip to the Swiss Alps and you're standing in front of, so like, I would take that with a pinch of salt. Like it's not gonna be. They don't know how good she would be.
Yeah,
so it's
true.
Like testing. Like Rochelle Humes from the Saturdays, were married to Marvin Humes. She had those little gigs But she did well. True. So now she got she to sit on the sofa.
I liked her. You know?
Michelle Hume's cool people.
I liked her as a
I used to see her around growing up.
Sorry, go on.
Because I was scared when you said, when I thought about this morning, I thought it was a Piers Morgan one. And I was like, Maura's going to get hated. Because if she's sitting there giving opinions on things.
Oh, no, I don't think she can, I don't think she can do that one.
Yeah.
No,
it would be too intense.
No.
And I don't think she'll have, I don't know.
I can't
the
see
media the training is like, but I don't, if Piers Morgan chucks it, I can't see Maura having it. So it just wouldn't go down well.
No.
So I don't know.
Who do you think is going to have the most successful career?
I think Molly May, mm-hmm. and I'm very certain of that. Yeah. I have my reasons. Mm. I knew that before she got into the villa, I knew that Molly May would do well.
Boy.
Yeah. There are things. Things were playing out for her.
She's in the right industry already. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, like she's already been doing this influencer.
Not even just that, because other but it's true. What you say is true, but other influencers have gone in and they won't do as well as Molly May. She had the look. She had the right connections.
Everything was
the right connections. Yeah. So you need the right management and stuff. And I'm very aware of who's looking after her and who they look after. And she's going to do amazingly.
Can you give us a hint of who else they look after?
Someone who's been a reality TV star for years and has managed to stay relevant.
Do you know how hard that is?
For somebody that has just managed to stay relevant for decades in this country.
Decades.
Yes. Yeah. Like, 1 decade. No, 2 decades.
Because a Geordie Shore man, you see the Geordie Shore man them, those people that were on the show, sometimes like, I go on their pages like randomly.
Yeah.
And I just compare how like the Geordie Shore Tory lot people, like their engagement and their following count to like Love Island stars.
Mm.
The comparison is, the disparity is just mad.
Well, as in you
sometimes
feel like
the Love Island people, I'm like, how do you only have 1,000 likes on this?
Mm.
Something is not connected.
Oh, you mean the engagement?
Like engagement,
is lacking with the Love Island people.
Bare lacking.
Yeah.
Mm. But the Love Island people just...
Because Geordie Shore has been, like, they're on their show for quite a while. You get to really know them. Feel like it's less edited, because Love Island is so compact.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's what, 9 weeks, 42 episodes, whereas Geordie Shore is like...
It's literally
for years and years.
I can't believe Geordie Shore was a thing.
When I think back to it, I'm like, rah, it's actually a bit mad.
Yeah.
That show was a bit crazy. It was,
very crazy.
What, do you mean Jersey or Geordie?
Geordie Shore.
Yeah, Geordie.
It could never run now. Ever.
It's too much. Yeah.
They would have, they literally had sex. Like, they would.
Yeah. They showed it all the time.
Go into the club, capturing someone cheating, catching someone fingering, all this stuff.
Mad. Talking about it very candidly. Yeah.
They even stopped with the graphic descriptions in Love Island.
Yeah.
A lot of things have changed this year.
Yeah.
Of course. A lot of things have changed.
Hmm. So what were you guys saying about Maya Jama being the next presenter?
Do you know what?
What do you think?
Make it happen.
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to happen. But it's not going to happen because ITV don't listen to us. Toby said.
It's true. No, but Toby, can you give me fairy number 3 of why Caroline?
Yes.
Like, it's still presented in Love Island because I'm back.
Because she banged the most powerful judge.
That's
how she's still on telly.
Multiple oops. Do you know what? I'm stumped. I don't have a theory for why Caroline Flack is up there. I feel like I just have to ask her herself. Like, I don't get it.
No,
because I feel like Caroline doesn't, like, she's great. She's been doing this. She's been doing the presenting. Mm. She's qualified. But I just think that with Love Island, she doesn't seem to match the energy of what I think the show is. Yeah. Like, if you think about the music that's being played, everything, the colours, just the themes. And then Caroline walks in. The best bit of her job is when she does that slow walk.
The slow-mo walk,
which is still a little bit cringy, but it's still the best part.
But the thing is, I feel like if they had a new guest.
A new host, sorry.
They would have to be good. And I don't mean energy. That Maya's not good. That's it. They have to be superb and they have to get everybody like gassed, because I feel like with Caroline, the thing that's great about her is there's things that she does, and it's especially if you're a long time watcher of the show, you watched previous season, you know if Caroline Flack turns up that something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
You know that if you see her foot, so something's going down.
Yeah.
You know if you see that slow walk, everybody's pissed off now. And just watching people's reaction, like, oh fuck, it's Caroline.
Yeah.
And like, will they still have that energy if it was like really happy, smiley, Maya Jama?
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's deliberate.
Maybe.
Yeah, because
I can't see them being pissed off. Like, do you remember when last year, when Georgia, the loyal, was pissed off at Caroline? She's like, I think she said fuck Caroline. Did she, what did she say?
No, I don't even remember.
She was like, I'm not having Caroline.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When Caroline told her she has to leave. Yeah. She's like, no, Caroline, no. You can't say that to Maya.
You can say that to Maya Tomo.
She was like, yeah. She's like, Caroline, I can't. I just can't.
Like, nobody asked you, sis. You gotta go.
Or do you feel like, even thinking of other guests or other hosts, like, I can't imagine saying it to, like, what's that old man that's on This Morning?
Eamon Holmes?
No, the other one.
Philip Schofield.
You think I can say it to
Philip? I could imagine.
Hey, Philip, why are you thinking of Philip from Love Island? It's so random.
I can't think of any more.
Philip won't even take them seriously.
As soon as she mentioned This Morning, I'm thinking, who?
Do you know who could be really good, actually? Clara Ampho.
Clara Ampho would be
Clara Ampho would be really good.
Do you know what? Clara
Ampho. And she watches Love Island.
BBC, the thing is, she's with BBC.
Yeah, let her go. We're so greedy.
Let her go. But no, Clara, I feel like Clara Ampho couldn't host anything, to be honest.
When she did, no, she's sick, man. When she did, when Stormzy was on Glastonbury,
she was like, the
two white hosts, were like, Stormzy, one guy was saying that he doesn't really listen to his music. So I said,
you said it to his face.
Go home.
No. They were backstage. And then the other one was like, I've never met him. I was like, why are you presenting yourself? Go and get people from One Extra. Where's Reese Parkinson?
Yeah.
And where's Tiffany? Like, and Cheyenne? Where's all the crew?
To give them the job.
Anyways, then the woman was like, oh, I seen him backstage. He's so nice and lovely. I'm like, no, we need the reels about what Stormzy's really
What's
about.
What's nice and lovely got to do with the history making? Can you imagine? Like, he didn't do a joke up there.
You know?
It was history.
So they were like, oh yeah, he's going to be the first rapper, first British rapper. And I was like, the first black. This is the first black of any kind on the stage. And you lot aren't saying it. So when Clara got the mic, she said it. And I was like, it just made me proud.
Yeah, and because the energy she used to say it, like, it didn't go on there.
And because she's Ghanaian as well, presenting another Ghanaian. Yeah. I was like, thank you.
Yeah. It all matters, isn't it?
I love Clara. Like, she even did it, like, at the Black Panther premiere.
Yeah.
Like, she would be like, she was like, I watched it and this is a black movie. I mean, you can all enjoy it. But, like, I just love Clara's energy. Like,
I went to the premiere and she walked out and she was like, something like, this film is blackity black black.
Yeah,
she said it on the stage.
On stage in front of the producers, every high power people in Hollywood that was there. Mm. Like, she's not.
Even
she's
at the
energy.
So I was watching, obviously, because I stand Meghan Markle, We Move. I know you trolls are trying to get my boo, but just mind your damn business.
Gang fingers. Does gang
mind your damn business.
Every episode now, guys.
Now
and
I know
you lot can't see it, but she does it every episode now.
And it's her birthday too.
Oh,
and she also gets edited Vogue, so go buy it, lads, because it's £2.
Yeah.
Anyways, at the Lion King event, Clara was like, what did she say? She was like, a whole Beyonce is here. And that was over the tannoid.
I love her.
Other hosts would never, ever.
Yeah, they don't. I feel like Clara's down. She gets it. Like, I feel like, does Caroline know what's going on Twitter? Because don't forget, Black Twitter is running and keeping Love Island. Let's not get it twisted.
It's true.
Like, that is, someone needs to study on it and prove it, because we know it's true. Mm-hmm. Clara knows this. She does the commentary. Her tweets are the one also carrying it. Feel like she gets it. I am making an assumption, but I'm very sure of this assumption, that Caroline probably doesn't, because we all heard her say dead ting
on the final. The way she paused, I think she read the teleprompter.
I wanted to throw something at my TV. I was angry.
That's when everyone's like, get Maya in.
Yeah. I think she saw the teleprompter and went, don't miss out, otherwise you'll be a...
Look of horror.
Dead ting.
Dead ting.
No, she was like, dead ting.
I was like, Caroline.
Ooh, child.
I need to know who set her up for that one. Because that was
They're
fair.
Rude.
That Death. Was not
Probably
fair.
One of the black producers.
Death.
That is friends of Maya.
Death.
Just a theory.
No, but the thing is, Maya comes on to After Sun all the time, year after year. And this happens all the time. People are like, oh, we need to get her on. We need to get her on as a presenter. But I don't think it's going to happen. Because ITV, I don't know what they're doing.
Caroline Flack has got her claws in.
Because think about it. When Love Island, kind of, they did a preview that they're recording it. What they do is they often use promo pictures of Caroline.
Yeah,
on the beach.
Yeah.
And that's when you know.
Yeah.
Because imagine if they're them doing, I mean, of course, if they did it with Maya, they put the Love Island. But then people be thinking, is she going to be the actual presenter? Or After Sun? But you just know, as soon as you see Caroline, you know.
People will adjust.
You're right.
Like, you know what you're saying about how when Caroline walks in, they know it's peak. It would be if the same with Maya. Yeah. Like, they'll know that it's bad news. She's, she's coming with bad news. But the thing is,
I don't know if Maya can do a slow walk. She might have to do it because she might not want to do a slow walk because she's probably thinking people are going to cuss me on Twitter. So maybe I need to walk with emergence.
With urgency.
How can I say
emergence? Emergence.
Emergence. And another thing is, Caroline, she could probably appeal to the masses. That's what the producers might be thinking. Like, okay, we've diversified the cast, but we might need to keep the presenter, you know, status quo. With Maya, I mean, I don't know how she sees herself, but some people are not going to see her as white. Mm. Let's be honest. And then there's Clara, a beautiful dark-skinned woman. Mm. You can't even hide behind being mixed.
Yeah.
You know? But I do think that diversity does bring in the numbers anyway, and these producers need to get with it and know.
But they should never let that stop them from hiring these people, because Clara presents one of the biggest radio shows in Britain, and she keeps every year she just turns out more listeners and more listeners.
Yeah.
So it's not even a thing like people. Yeah, I hope they don't think, oh, people are going to be deterred because she's black, or they we're trying to make it Black Island. Yeah. No, use your chest, and get people who are dope. So. Yeah.
I hope that happens.
I don't think. I mean, I'll bite my words, but I don't think Caroline's going anywhere anytime soon unless she wants to go.
Or do you think? Because I actually thought it was a bit mad that she presents Love Island and Love Island After Sun. So sometimes she'll be getting the train, she'll be boarding the train.
Yeah.
Because don't you see when she gets a text, she's like, I got a text, I'm going to pack my bags. I'm like, just let somebody hold the fort for this one.
Yeah. I feel like the because even with X Factor, in fact, Caroline did the X Factor spin-off. So like, it would be a different host. I'm a celeb, it's different, it's a different host. Scarlett Moffat will be Antedek aren't going to be running to do the spin-off.
Do you think they would ever? Antedek.
They will now come and do spin-off. Home. Well, Caroline is doing the main show and spin-off.
Do you know what I mean?
But to be fair, let's be honest, how often do you see Caroline in the main show? So maybe like to make up for everything they're paying her,
she's doing it way more than Maya Jama and Alice Fox, I can't remember
for
her.
The Circle.
The Circle.
I don't think I saw Maya in The Circle, so I missed the first two episodes.
Obviously, like, I'm obsessed with The Circle.
I love The Circle, like, that was so good.
There's so many Circle memes, and there's one particular meme of Maya and the Alice presenter going, only 90s kids will remember these people.
Oh no.
Because they appeared in like two episodes.
I heard Maya was presented, I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I did not see them.
I think Maya even made a joke saying, yeah, you barely see me. Like, she was saying it
Well, she got paid. I'm sure she got paid.
I'm pretty sure they got paid.
Yeah, so.
But you don't see them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think The Circle needs a presenter.
No, it didn't.
If I'll be honest.
It just needed like the computer thing.
Yeah,
that's it.
The voiceover. Yeah. Maybe a really funny, maybe they need to hire Ian. Actually, don't Channel 4, don't take Ian from Love Island.
No, keep Ian. He's confirmed for the next season. For the January.
In fact, Channel 4, if you're listening, get a black.
ITV.
A black.
For
The Circle.
Oh, for The Circle, Channel 4.
Get a black comedian.
Oh, Mo the comedian, maybe.
Yeah, get Mo.
Yeah, why not?
He's ready with you guys.
Come
on. We've got options.
Mm-hmm.
We've got plenty. Yeah. There's plenty of talent out there. It doesn't have to be the same ones, you know? Anyway.
Yeah, someone needs to headhunt, man.
Sometimes I wish I could do this headhunting for them. I feel like I can do it.
You can.
Add to your roster.
I'm freelance now, so I might as well.
Yeah, man.
Guys, Afro Nation.
Oh,
I really have a serious case of FOMO. I'm really feeling it.
I don't even get FOMO very much, but I have this time.
I don't get FOMO usually because I'm usually like, well, I'm in my bed enjoying life. Mm. But Afro Nation, what hits me the most is that I could have been there. Like, I had the ticket, and
you had the ticket.
I know. Okay, so this is before I decided to go freelance. Mm. I was offered a ticket.
Mm.
And my friends wanted to go as well. Anyway, back and forth, I realized I probably couldn't get the time off. So I was like, oh, I can't go. Now I'm free and I'm not there. And some of my friends are performing. I'm seeing a few of my friends out there living their best life. I didn't even know that it was going to be even more than a festival.
Nor did I.
Like, I didn't even know about like beach parties. I didn't even listen, I have FOMO. FOMO, and I never get FOMO ever.
I didn't know the line. Like when I tell you, it's like I was living in a bubble. I didn't see, and I saw people talking about Afro Nation, but I saw them talking about it in a fire festival type of way.
Yeah, people, because people don't want things to do well. Let's be honest. So people thought it was gonna be bad.
Yeah,
and let's be honest, they assumed that because they were like, it's a black thing. Mm-hmm. Little did people know that it's Live Nation doing it. So now, so Live Nation are behind it. So I knew this before it was like announced.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, Live Nation are doing this thing. Blah blah blah. It's gonna be Portugal. That sounds like magic.
Yeah.
So I didn't really doubt too tough. And I did doubt a little bit at some points because they didn't have like the lineup confirmed.
Yeah.
But once the lineup was properly confirmed, was like some of these artists wouldn't not turn up unless they had visa issues. So
yeah. I'm definitely going next year.
Definitely.
I've even signed up to their 2020
she's ready.
Announcement so I can get some savings.
Victoria's ready. I've never seen Victoria in my life tweet me stuff about events. This time
Jazz knows. Jazz knows. I don't give a shit about those. Jazz knows this.
Yeah.
But Afro, you'll see.
This time,
you
was like, Jasmine, I'm there next year.
I'm there.
And people are there in their groups, in their villas.
Their villas. People, and I'm like.
Villas, Airbnb
but
and
also,
villas.
But also, I'm like, how much is all of this? Because I don't know if it's just me.
People are spending money out there. That's the only thing.
But guys,
it's very expensive.
because I did look at flights. I was looking at flights and because everyone was looking at flights on the same day, flights went up to £200 for Portugal. £200. That was another reason why.
Wait. Yeah. Pause 1 second. Sorry, Toby.
Mm.
Flights from London to Portugal return,
they went up to 200.
It's £200.
No, for that period of time, Afro Nation is now. So when people are searching for that region,
mm-hmm.
is it Faro or Portimao? I don't know.
Yeah.
That region, that time, the flights went up because of the cookies. Everyone's searching.
So you're going to have to help me with travel because for me, going to Portugal for 200 is good.
Really?
I don't know. I think
Portugal, you can go for £40.
You can go for £40.
Yeah, so usually, it's more than double. Portugal, you can go for £40. Mm. Even cheaper if you're like really
good.
I saw
someone tweet that they got charged, what was it? €100 for their cab journey to their accommodation.
Because and the locals
the
knew they were coming.
The locals are getting
the locals were ready.
They're chopping.
Huh?
They're chopping.
The locals were ready.
Nope.
Inflation.
Shorty wanna
so
be
that was
it's not me.
Oh, David.
It's not me. No, next year I'm gonna be there.
Yeah.
One, I'm gonna get a bikini for every single day. I'm gonna have an outfit popping for
that's
every
another
day.
Thing. Everyone is just looking. That melanin is just and then they're in their best outfits. Me too. I wanna stunt. Why
next year, guys.
Yeah,
but I'm looking at the villas. Everyone looks like they've splashed.
Yeah.
Unless maybe villas are cheap. I don't know about travel.
Maybe they're just very nice. But I know that accommodation did run out at some point. Like, I remember a lot of people were struggling to find accommodation nearby. So that could be another issue as well.
Yeah, so they probably, like, had to go quite further out.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to be quick. Like, as in...
You have to be on
now they know where it's going to be at and everyone wants to be there.
Mm.
Or maybe they'll accommodate for, like, maybe they'll do more days or accommodate for more people. I don't know. But it went well. But let's be honest, the first time is always the best time.
Yeah.
With everything in life, the first time.
Who said this to me?
First time. Like, my friend said this to me yesterday. Shout out Tiny Man. He said that he was like, the first time is always the best time. And I was like, that's so mad. It's like being a drug addict. Like, no, because the first time
to get
me, I've never
again,
just disclaimer. I've never, you know, but I have heard that the first time is always the best time. So you're always trying to chase.
So it's not going to be
that high.
I don't know.
I'm going, bruv.
I'm still going because that would be my first time. So.
But the thing is, it's true, guys. It's like every single person I know is there. Everyone.
Yeah. I'm even seeing people link up. I'm like, people from my church, people from here.
Everyone.
Link, I'm like, wow. Half of London is there.
Literally.
I do wonder if other, like, the black people in Europe are also there.
Mm.
I don't know if it's just London that's there.
Yeah.
Or if it's, like, communities in
that's
Paris are there. Communities from Rotterdam. Because we've got black communities around Europe.
I hope so.
Did they all
with
go to Portugal?
With Croatia, that happens.
Really?
Like, yeah, with Croatia, like, other black Europeans, they come.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so
that'd
it is
nice
to, like, get a good mix.
Yeah, to, like, just meet people and stuff. I heard, like, the artists are quite accessible as well.
Yeah.
In Afro Nation. I was hearing that.
What do you guys think about, like, posing with celebrities? Not, of course, it's different when it's, like, a celebrity you know. And, like is your friend. Or when you kind of meet them and you talk. Well, what do you think when people just have a camera in their face and they're not looking?
I think it's a little bit.
And then you're like, oh, posted up with so-and-so.
It's a little bit invasive. It's a bit rude.
Yeah, I think it's unnecessary. Yeah.
Like, imagine someone recording you, like, just from afar. And like they're holding the camera some in front of themselves.
Some people are shameless. I've seen that. And they will come right up in your... I've seen it before, like people posting just... I think some people saw like Anthony Joshua chilling in Miami or something. And I just saw some people, I won't name names, like just recording him. Like right up in front of him. And I would be embarrassed to do that.
Yeah,
I would.
I would be so embarrassed. Like, am I okay? Like, you have to step back and check yourself. So me as a grown person, I've walked up to another grown person and I'm filming them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to post it for clout. Yeah. Okay, did you get paid?
You didn't even have the balls to ask him for a picture.
See, that would be different, like going up to them and be like, I'm really inspired by what you do, the way you box, blah, 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 all this. Oh, can I get a picture?
Yeah.
After a conversation. But, you're doing
covert camera.
You just have the camera. It's embarrassing.
Can you imagine?
Speaking of cameras, how did you get into photography?
I think with photography, I've just always been very passionate about it. So I think last year, I was like, yeah, I'm going to get a camera. And as God will have it, I had a friend who's a YouTuber but decided to stop. She posted, oh, she wants to sell her camera. Deborah Chosen, hi. And
Deborah, stop YouTube.
Yeah, do you know what's funny? Her camera I've got.
That's actually how I know about her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I used to watch her back in, like, when I was at uni. I used to proper watch her and stuff. Yeah.
But she stopped. Like, I've got her camera. So I bought it off her. And for me, like, it's a thing of just being able to express myself creatively, because like I can always see like a picture. I know that sounds really weird, but like when I'm just looking around, I'm like, that's a picture. And I can position things, I can position the camera and the depth and the background, and this is what it could be. But I never really had a camera to try that out, so I just started to teach myself like maybe like 9 months ago. So I just got the camera and I taught myself. And I just started playing around, taking pictures of people. And I think another thing, because I also self-shoot. So all my pictures that I have, all of them, I took them myself. And the main reason is, and I hope my friends are listening, nobody was taking a good picture of me the way that I wanted it. Like it wasn't how I'll be taking pictures of people and it bangs. And then like, I'm like, okay, take it of me. And I'm like, oh, it could have been like a bit better. Like I'm just, oh, thank you. But I'm just like, if you just held it like this, like, did you see the posing I did that you didn't, and you didn't now come with Vim with the camera. So I was like, do you know what? Let me try and self-shoot. So I've been practicing with that. And for me, it's just a creative outlet.
How do you self-shoot? Do you do that when you travel?
Yeah, like a tripod or meeting people. So when I was on a mountain in Bali, so I took my camera in my backpack because I was like, I'm going, because I climbed that mountain like in the middle of the night so that I could see the sunrise.
Oh my gosh, actually saw that on your story.
And so I was by myself, apart from like just with my tour guide. And I started talking to some people, some guys from Canada, like this Canadian basketball player. And I was talking and I said to him, oh, do you want me to take a picture of you? And then so I was taking it and he looked at it, he was like, no, this is so sick. Like we exchanged details. And then I was like, could you like take stand here? I set the camera. I told him how to press it, did all of the settings. And I was like, I'm going to stand there in that spot. So what I'd done was used him as a test on me. So I stood in the same spot, told him to stand in the same spot. And then I told him that this is how you press it, like proper, like went through it. I was like, you don't move. All you've got to do is press because I've set it for you. And then like he took it. So it was like making friends with strangers, which is like out of my comfort zone. But like I started to do that because obviously I went to Bali by myself, like solo travel, and other places that I did solo travel, like I'll do that as well. And it just got me out of my comfort zone to like talk to people.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So that's how I like to self-shoot.
Black girl magic time.
Black excellence of the week. Toby, I'm sure you have a few.
Oh, do you know what? Before I came here, I was like, yeah, you guys are going to ask me. And I was like, there is a lot.
You know, we've even been asking and... my brain this week has been on a different planet.
Black magic. Black.
Could be anything. Just anyone that you even want to shout out. Someone that's doing amazing things.
Do you know what? And we've already spoken about her today, but like, there's a lot of people and I feel like I'm going to kick myself and I should have mentioned those people, but Clara Ampho, like I saw her this week interviewing Jada Pinkett. In her yellow dress, and Jada was wearing yellow, and she just looks in her element, and she's just doing it on such a like a grand scale. And I feel like Clara is not loud with it. Like all she does is let her work and her excellence speak for itself. And she's just, she comes across as really humble to me. And it's like, no, but sis, like, you are actually one of the highest paid presenters, like on BBC, like, you've got all that, like, you deserve all the accolades, but she's just so approachable. So I would, that's kind of like the kind of person that I aspire to be, like, no matter how far I would get in my career, to still be grounded. And I think, like, no one can argue and say that she's not grounded.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's, yeah, so she's one of them people for me. Yeah.
Okay. That's mine is this young black girl called Nicole TV. So you've probably seen the memes where she's straightening her hair. She's like,
I
want it to go straight down, but it's going, oh, her!
Yeah.
So she's been a meme for like so long. And like, I just thought, let me find out who this girl is. So I found her on YouTube.
Oh, I didn't know her name.
Yeah, Nicole. Found her on Instagram. And she's just, you know, when you're just so young. And actually, do you know who else I want to shout out? I feel like you, why did you laugh?
No, because I'm laughing already. Go on.
Have you seen the three little girls? The teenagers.
Oh, the city girls.
Yeah, and they go, crud.
What?
Whatever they're doing, I support it.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in the videos, but I enjoy it, so.
Because it literally is me and my old housemates. Shout out to Shamara and Grace. That's what we used to do. And also, I just want to shout out a product for black girls. Revlon One Step Hairstyler. Yeah, it's like a hairbrush, but like, it's like a hairbrush, but a hairdryer at the same time.
Revlon?
Revlon?
What? Revlon and black products?
Revlon and black, and the same, in the same gap. And you know, I've got 4D hair. I don't have 4C, I have 4D.
Fam, I've got 6D. I've got 6D. I've gone up numbers.
And guys, so I bought it last year and I used it and I was like, oh, fuck. But I think I used it on my hairdryer or not as wet as it should be. And I was like, oh, fuck, this is going to break my hair off. So I just put it away. And I couldn't find my hairdryer yesterday. So I was like, oh, I have to just use this thing now. So I used it and it was working, but you have to make sure your hair's really damp.
Hold on, so what's it called? So what, Revlon what?
One Step hairstyler.
One Step hairstyler. Okay.
And it's got a comb.
It's got like a brush.
Price point?
A brush.
£30.
£30?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And honestly, you do bit by bit, and my hair, none of my hair shedded.
Really?
And usually when I use the Afro comb, my hair like
the, yeah.
Some comes out, yeah.
Or, not only that, my hair will break the comb. It's broken it 3 times.
On my hair, honestly, I'd always have to like replace it. I just stopped using that stuff and I just let my hair like air dry, but I'll twist it out. But it takes, it takes long.
Oh, my hair.
Yeah,
long,
so I'll use conditioner, then twist it out because the hair dry thing, my hair would break it rather than it break my hair.
You just got to be delicate with it. But honestly, guys, that One Step hair dryer changed my life.
I'm looking for something that's more convenient.
But on another note, please do not buy Ultimate.
Is this the Garnier one?
Ultimate Blends hair mask by Garnier.
Why?
Not only did Melissa Wardrobes tell y'all not to buy it, it's just not for black hair. Basically, I saw loads of black influencers pose with it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to buy it. It's for us.
Yeah.
It's not for us. And it was on 3 for $2. No, don't buy it.
That should have been this your is first red Melissa. Flag.
This
our
is why I rate Melissa.
Products are never on 3 for $2.
All right,
never.
Guys. We got to go. Bye.
Thank you, Toby.
Toby's on Toby Rachel with the lower dash.
Yes.
On
Twitter.
And
just Toby Rachel on Instagram.
Thank you.
Follow me.
And Yellow follow podcast. Yes, that's it. That's
oh,
the
yes,
one.
My podcast. Yes.
When's the next one out?
Thursday.
Okay.
Yes. And it's first. A good, it's a really interesting guest.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Really, really interesting. A Love Island. Yeah. So Thursday.
One time. Okay.
Okay.
Guys, please, if you're one day listening, please come on. We love you. Bye. Bye, guys.